Masechet Tamid, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalid, the last Mishnah in Masechet Tamid. We'll talk about all the different songs that Levim sang during the Nisuch Hayayin, the pouring of the wine, onto the Mizbeach. The song that they sang every single day was from Tehillim, a different Perek of Tehillim, and it was connected to the day of the week in terms of the creation of the world. 7 days of creation that Hashem created the world, every one of them with a different theme. Mishnah says, Hashir shehayu halvi'im omrim ba'mikdash, the song that the Levim would say or sing in the Mikdash every single day of the week. Bayom hadishon hayu omrim la'advonai ha'aris umlo'a tevel ve'yoshveva. On the Sunday, day one of the week, they would say the entire Perek of Tehillim, Perek Kafdalid, which spoke about Hashem is the earth and its fullness, the land and all those who live in it, which is telling us that the idea of the earth and its fullness that talks about the first day of creation where Hashem created earth, He created the world. On the second day, Monday, they would say the Perek, which was Perek Mem Het, which is Hashem is great and a lot to praise in the city of Hashem on the mountain of His holiness. Second day of creation, Hashem separated the upper world, which represents the spiritual, where Hashem Kivyachol rests, and then the lower world, the physical world. So the same thing with this Perek. We speak about the city of Hashem. We say the city of Hashem, we call it Ir Eloheinu. Ir Eloheinu speaks about Yerushalayim. And also Har Kodesh, we mentioned the mountain of Hashem, which is talking about the Temple Mount, two places that were separated from the rest of the world because of the special holiness that they have. So that's similar to the separation between the higher worlds and the lower worlds. Bashelishi hayu omrim Elohim nisav ba'adat el bekerev Elohim mishpot. On the third day, Tuesday, they said the chapter that was Perek Pe Bet, which is Hashem stands in the assembly of the divine in the middle of Elohim Mishpot, in the midst of judges, He shall judge. Talks about that Hashem revealed the dry land on the third day of creation, and He established a spot where people could live, and a proper place people could live has judgment and laws and people to enforce those laws. So on the third day of creation, we mentioned that we say Bekerev Elohim Mishpot, in the midst of judges, Hashem will judge. But if hayu omrim El Nekamot Adonai, El Nekamot Hofia, on the fourth day, Wednesday, we say the Perek that is Perek Sadi Dalid, Hashem, the God of Vengeance. Hashem, the God of Vengeance, appear on the fourth day. Hashem created the sun, the moon, and the stars. And El Nekamot, the God of Vengeance, is going to punish those people who worship the stars and the moon and all forms of Avodah Zarah. They have to only recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the One. So those planets and stars in the sky could become confusing for people. Bahamishi, Hayu Omrim, Hadninu Elohim Ozenu, Hari'u Elohei Yaakov. On Thursday, they would say the Perek, which was Perek Pe'alif, which was sing with joy to Hashem of our might, call out to the God of Yaakov. Fifth day of creation was Hashem created the birds and the fish. When a person sees all different types of animal life and nature, he's inspired to call out to Hashem and to sing to Him. Haradin l'Elohim uzenu, to sing out to Hashem. Hari'u l'Elohei Yaakov, like we said, sing to the God of Yaakov. So all of the nature and the creations of Hashem with the animals will inspire us to connect to Him. Bashishi hayu omrim Adonai malach utlavesh. On the sixth day of Friday, they would say Perek Sadi Gimel, which is Hashem ruled, Hashem is clothed in the grand. The idea of the sixth day of creation is a completed world. Hashem is ruling over a world that's finished. And at that point in time, we recognize the Melech, the king. Adonai Malach, Hashem is the king over everything at that point in time. Bashabbat, hayu omrim mizmor shir yom Shabbat. On Shabbat, they would say the Perek of Tehillim, Perek Sadi Bet. That started off by saying a song for the day of Shabbat. The song here is titled for Shabbat. There's no references to Shabbat whatsoever in this song. And therefore the Mishnah really is wondering, why do we sing this song? Why was it chosen in the Beit HaMikdash? This is not a song for the day of Shabbat that we know, but a song of Shabbat for the future, La'atid Lavo, for the future era, which is talking about in the times of Mashiach, the times where the world won't exist like we know it anymore. Le'yom Shekulo Shabbat, the day, or the era really, that is entirely Shabbat, Menuha Le'hayeh Ha'olamim, a time of rest, for Hashem provides life to everybody in a physical way, and in a spiritual way, at the Beit HaMikdash and the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us get there. We hope that the Zechut, that we study this Mishnayot, will go up to the Kisei HaKavod, to the Shamayim, and have Hashem end the Galut, the exile that we're in, that we all go back to Yerushalayim, Mir HaKodesh, B'mirah B'yamenu, and we rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, and we offer the Korbanot, B'mirah B'yamenu. Amen. Hadran Alach Masechet Tamid.